RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo meets with Minister Johan Snider-Aman. French Ambassador Jean Charles expecting to increase stronger cooperation between Indonesia and France. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo held a close meeting with Minister of Economy, Education and Research of Switzerland, Johan Snider-Aman, at the Bogor Presidential Palace, Westchapel, on Friday. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung explained that the meeting agreed to increase bilateral cooperation between the two countries. Switzerland is considered an important partner for Indonesia, so the government welcomed the increase in cooperation, especially in terms of vocational education cooperation. Pramono Anung also said that the relationship between Indonesia and Switzerland has dramatically increased over the last 3 years. Moreover, there are a lot of Swiss companies in Indonesia leading in their field of business.
Kedatangannya adalah untuk tentunya selain meningkatkan.
The visit is aimed at increasing bilateral cooperation as Switzerland is a potential country for Indonesia. It is related to vocational education cooperation. But the most interesting thing is that our relation with Switzerland has grown almost 283% over the last 3 years. There are a lot of Swiss companies leading in their field of business in Indonesia. The Switzerland offers cooperation in terms of vocational and technical education that was being discussed today. On the other hand, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economy, Pers Darmination, said that Germany and Switzerland are the most developed countries in terms of vocational education. Thus, Indonesia will immediately follow up the cooperation. He expressed Indonesian readiness to develop further cooperation in vocational education. He also mentioned that Indonesia is expecting to have more vocational education and training in every region in the country. French Ambassador to Indonesia, Jean Charles Bertone, is expecting that Indonesia and France can work harder to increase stronger cooperation between the two countries. This was stated on the sidelines of the Bastille Day commemoration that took place in Jakarta on Friday. He highlighted the considerable distance between France and Indonesia, which makes it difficult for French business people to get to know Indonesia. Meanwhile, on the other hand, he also hopes that the government of Indonesia can accommodate the needs of the French ambassador by creating a flexible regulation for France to invest in Indonesia.
Both sides have to work hard. First of all, Indonesia is very far away from France, so the French companies, they do not know exactly what is the Indonesian market, so they have to come here more often to understand how it works. And on the Indonesian side, maybe you could change some regulation, may make the business climate more flexible in order to facilitate the investment of the French companies.
For the Mer Ambassador, Jean Charles Bertone also admires Indonesia. He feels that Indonesia is a country that is very diverse and open to investment from France. In addition, Indonesia has also a good climate of tolerance in which religious and ethnic diversity can be managed positively. He also expressed his wish to be able to visit various regions in Indonesia to explore tourism potential as well as to discover the potential for further expansion of cooperation between Indonesia and France. The Press Council handed over a journalist prize card to 19th senior journalist, which took place in the of gathering and held over a journalist card in Jakarta on Friday night. Chairman of the Press Council, Joseph Adi Prasetyo, said the card is given specifically to journalists who have worked by producing journalist products for 30 years. This is the remaining of journalists in the regions, and they are very senior. We gave them the privilege for their dedication to the field of journalism. 19 senior journalists who received the journalist prize card represented 57 other recipients in 2017. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara attended the event, stated that there is competition among the media, which need to be addressed by maintaining the existing sustainability. In addition, Press Council is expected to keep referring to the press law. Meanwhile, Chief of Indonesian Forces, TNI General Gatot Nurmantyo, who also attended the event, said that high appreciation and pride should be given to Indonesian press people, who until now had been judged to have the freedom but remain responsible. He feels that the press has the responsibility to provide educated information to the public. Head of National Narcotics Agency BNN, Budi Waseso, stated in Jakarta on Friday that this agency is developing cooperation with the Armed Forces, Police Department, Customs to prevent drug smuggling from the Philippines. He also explained that the following measures are taken as Indonesia is considered potential market for drugs distribution by the transnational dealers which had earlier operated in the Philippines. The market share in the Philippines has been changed to Indonesia. We also cooperate with the Customs and Intelligence Agency. We have spoken to the Armed Forces Commander to further explore about it. Budi Waseso added that the international drug dealers are allegedly developing their business in Indonesia involving 11 countries such as China, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Earlier on Thursday, the Jakarta Police Narcotic Directorate thwarted the smuggling of crystal meth from China to Indonesia in Batan province. The total crystal meth secured by the police reached 1 ton. BNN also mentioned the delivery of that crystal meth is part of transnational narcotic dealers, which can even generate approximately 17 until 45 trillion rupiah. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces TNI General Gatot Nurmantyo ensures that the development of TNI units in 5 strategically located outmost islands continues. The islands are Natuna Island, Morotai, Biak, Somlaki, and Merauke. General Gatot also explained in a press release in Jakarta on Friday that the development of Natuna Island has now entered in the final stage. After the development of Natuna Island is complete, it will continue to Morotai Island. He further said that to develop the 5 strategically located outmost islands requires a lot of funds, but TNI is now adjusting the existing budget in carrying out the development. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan boosts economic growth of Kalimantan through diversification policy of regional resources. Through a written statement issued in Jakarta on Friday, Minister Luhut explained that there are economic potential and obstacles encountered in coordinating meetings with regional governments and Bank Indonesia in Balikpapan. He also said that North Kalimantan has electricity potential up to 9,000 megawatt that attracts two groups of China's businessmen to invest. Minister Luhut believes that the development of North Kalimantan will become an economic center because it has electricity supply and smelter industry. Indonesian European Free Trade Association Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IECFA, is expected to achieve an agreement soon. Director General of Resilience and Development International Industrial Access, Harjanto, explained that until now, IZEPA has reached 30 talks in Jakarta on Friday, which is expected to achieve an agreement before the 17th talk. Company Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, Harjanto, also said that he met Minister of Economy, Education and Research of Switzerland, Johan Schneider-Amand, along with his delegation at Industry Ministry Office in Jakarta. On the occasion, Minister Hartarto said that Indonesia asked for extension of price compensation measures that is quite expensive for food products. In addition, Indonesia will provide more flexible regulation related to the mandatory license terms to accommodate the wishes of European Free Trade Association. The last item, Indonesian embassy to Saudi Arabia reported that Saudi Arabia is opening business opportunity for Garut products that can bring about positive impact to the economic growth of Indonesia, especially Garut. This was stated by Indonesian Deputy Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Sunarko, after meeting Garut Regent Rudy Gunawan at Pandopo Garut West Java on Friday. He explained that the government of Indonesia has good relationship with Saudi Arabia, so it can be an opportunity to cooperate on various sectors. There are many sectors which can potentially promote Garut products, such as formal sector, informal sector, and tourism sector in Saudi Arabia. Sunarko also remarked that Indonesian embassy to Saudi Arabia is ready to promote and engage in exhibition of products from Garut in Saudi Arabia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various important events occurring this week are featured in the form of editorials by some of the leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review. Let's start with Media Indonesia. In its editorial on Thursday, July the 13th, it writes, "Firms and fast crackdown on the mass organization." The government really shows its firmness and responding to anti-Pancasila mass organization and the 1945 constitutions. Because it is difficult to dissolve them through existing law procedures, the law enforcement regulation or PERPU was issued to address deviant mass organizations. The regulation number 2 of 2017 was signed by President Joko Widodo on July the 10th. It was officially announced by Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto on Wednesday, July the 12th. This regulation becomes a stronger and more adequate tool than Law number 17 of 2013 on mass organization to crack down on mass organization considered to be against the state philosophy or ideology. It is urgently issued on the basis of urgent circumstances to solve legal problems against problematic mass organization when the existing legal instrument do not support the settlement quickly. The Act regulates the dissolution of mass organizations, but the procedures are long, complicated, and time-consuming. On the other hand, anti-Pancasila mass organizations increasingly show their existence. They continue to harass and blatantly promote deviant ideology. If the government does not take super firm steps, they will become an inward threat. According to this daily, the regulation is published solely to maintain the continuity of Pancasila, the 1945 Constitution, and the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia as the binding of all Indonesian people. Next is Republika Daily. In its editorial on Friday, July the 14th, it writes serious fight on drugs. Every day, as many as 30 Indonesians died in vain due to drugs. Even up to now, Indonesia has not been able to escape from the emergency status of drugs. Various types of narcotics increasingly heavily attacked Indonesia. The dealers continue to target the young generation of this nation to become a drug slave. Head of the National Narcotic Agency, or BNN, Commander General Polisi Budi Waseso mentioned there are 65 types of new narcotics that coming to Indonesian market. Indonesia becomes a market for international drug syndicates. Budi Waseso said the war on drugs should not be just words. Drugs must be fought with real action. As revealed by the head of the agency, drug crimes must be eradicated and handled comprehensively and thoroughly. The war on drugs should start from strict enforcement of the syndicates and drug dealers. The death penalty for drug trafficker does not make smuggling narcotics into Indonesia stop. Well, that was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me in our regular Today in History of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on July 15, 1916 when Boeing Company was established. Boeing Company, which was named Pacific Aero Products, is the biggest multinational company in the world which designs, produces and sells airplanes, rockets and satellites. The company also provides rental services and the world's second largest defense contractor based on revenue in 2015. The Boeing Company headquarters in Chicago, Illinois was founded by William Edward Boeing, a successful businessman and logger. In 1917, when the United States was involved in the World War I, Boeing changed the name of his company to Boeing Airplane Company, known as the Boeing Company. Although still relatively early in the industry, the war allowed Boeing to get a tender for the procurement of 50 aircraft from the United States Aviation Corps. His business grew rapidly into one of Seattle's largest companies. Boeing then concentrated on the successful commercial aircraft industry and also built a fast and efficient mail service and built and ran the airlines. The next event was in 1946 when the Dutch organized a conference. The Dutch organized a conference in Malino, South Sulawesi in July 1946 as part of their attempt to arrange a federal solution for Indonesia. From the end of World War II, Indonesian Republicans had been trying to secure Indonesian independence from Dutch colonial control. The Dutch invited 39 Indonesian representatives of the local rulers of Rajas, Christians, and several other ethnic groups of Kalimantan and its Indonesia who supported the idea of some form of continuing Dutch connection. However, the Dutch had not anticipated the level of support amongst the Indonesians for genuine autonomy. The conference resulted in plans for a state in Kalimantan and another of East Indonesia. In The last event was in 2009 when Caspian Airlines crashed. Caspian Airlines is an airline headquartered in Tehran, Iran. Established in 1993, it operates services between Tehran and other major cities in Iran and international flights to Armenia, Syria, Turkey, United Arab Emirates, and Ukraine. Its main base is Mehrabad International Airport, Tehran. On Wednesday, July 15, 2009, the aircraft belonging to the airline Caspian Airlines was carrying 153 passengers and 15 crews. Iranian state television reported the plane was traveling from Tehran to the Armenian capital, Yerevan, when it crashed at 11:33 a.m. near the village of Janatabad, a suburb of Qazvin. The plane crashed 16 minutes after taking off from Imam Khomeini International Airport, Tehran. That was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on IMF supports Indonesia raise tax ratio. The Indonesian government targets the tax ratio on gross domestic product in 2019 to reach 16%. That number significantly increased from the target of tax compliance ratio this year, which is only 11 to 12%. Deputy Managing Director of International Monetary Fund IMF, Mitsuhiro Furusawa, says the target set by Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani is very ambitious. However, he ensures the IMF will continue to support the Indonesian government. Furusawa said at the joint IMF-Indonesia high-level conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, July the 12th, there are various options and the IMF is fully supportive of Indonesia's efforts. As the keynote speaker at the conference, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said she would do her best to pursue the target. According to Sri Mulyani, with the tax reform team that has been formed, the government is working hard to raise the tax ratio without burdening the economy. As for increasing the tax ratio to GDP, Sri Mulyani will continue to make tax reform policy. Reforms are pursued through improvements in business processes, improvements in information system and technology to extend the tax. In addition, tax revenues will also be enhanced by strengthening Indonesia's commitment to implementing international tax justice. The commitment, according to her, has emerged since last year when the government initiated the tax amnesty program to expand the tax database at home and abroad. The commitment is also strengthened by the participation of Indonesia in the Automatic Exchange of Information System. The finance minister also expressed the importance of global cooperation to combat tax evasion. Also present at the second IMF Indonesia Joint High-Level Conference, Malaysian Minister of Finance Datuk Johari bin Abdul Ghani, South Korean Vice Prime Minister and Minister of Strategy and Finance Yu Il-ho, Singaporean Minister of State Senior Law and Finance Indrani Raja, and former Vice Premier Win Swan MP, several high-ranking officials from Asian countries as well as international tax experts from abroad. Joint IMF Indonesia High-Level Conference is a forum for policymakers to discuss issues related to domestic resource mobilization through strengthening the tax system, base erosion and profit shifting, action plan, automatic exchange of information and tax incentives. The conference is also part of a series of activities to welcome the implementation of the IMF and World Bank 2018 annual meetings to be held in Indonesia in October 2018. Well, that was Focus Today on IMF support Indonesia raise tax ratio. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo held a close meeting with Minister of Economy, Education and Research of Switzerland, Johan Snederamand, at the Bogor Provincial Palace, West Java, on Friday. French Ambassador to Indonesia, Jean-Charles Bertone, is expecting that Indonesia and France can work harder to increase stronger cooperation between the two countries. The press council handed over a journalist prime card to 19 senior journalists, which took place on the eve of gathering and handover of journalist card in Jakarta on Friday night. Chairman of the press council, Yosef Adi Prasetyo, said the card is given specifically to the journalists who have worked by producing journalist prep for 30 years. Head of National Narcotic Agency BNN, Budi Waseso, stated in Jakarta on Friday that his agency is developing cooperation with the armed forces, police department, customs to prevent drug smuggling from the Philippines. Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI General Gatot Nurmantyo, ensures the development of TNI units in the five strategically located outermost islands continues. The islands are Natuna Island, Morotai, Biak, Samlaki, and Merauke. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan boosts economic growth of Kalimantan through diversification policy of regional resources. Through a written statement issued in Jakarta on Friday, Minister Luhut explained that there are economic potential and obstacles encountered in coordinating meetings with regional governments and Bank Indonesia in Balikpapan. Indonesia-European Free Trade Association Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, ICEPA, is expected to achieve an agreement soon. Director General of Resilience and Development International Industry, ACES, Haryanto, explained that until now ICEPA has reached 30 talks in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesian Embassy to Saudi Arabia reported that Saudi Arabia is opening business opportunity for Garut products that can bring about positive impact to the economic growth of Indonesia, especially Garut. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a tourism object in Gorontalo. Stay tuned. Listener, Gorontalo is the newest province on Sulawesi Island. Recently, local government of Gorontalo has been actively promoting custom, culture, and the beauty of nature in order to be well-known and ready to welcome local and foreign tourists. Gorontalo province features wealth of marine biota underwater surrounding the beach as tourism attraction. Tourism object, which is named Olele Sea Park, is located at Olele Village, Kabila Bone Sub-District, Bone Bolango Regency. The distance from the center of Gorontalo City to the sea park is around 20 kilometers and takes around 30 until 45 minutes by car. This tourism object can be accessed by using two or four wheels and passing the winding switch on the edge of the hill. Along the trip, you will be through winding road and residential housing with contrasting view. At one side, you will be amazed with steep cliffs which are overgrown with reeds, and at another side, you will amaze blue-green sea without limit. Listener, Olele Beach is a gateway to Olele Sea Park with beautiful nature of sea. Divers of the world have proven that most marine biotas at Olele Sea Park are not found at another sea. Olele Sea Park has a lot of beautiful nature, such as gin cave with ornamental fish, beautiful coral reef, giant coral reef flowers, and some rare fish which are only at the Sea of Tomini Bay. Today, Olele Sea Park, which is located at the southern coast, becomes an icon of tourism object in Gorontalo province. It is not complete if you go to Gorontalo, but you do not visit the sea park. Because of its fame, Olele Beach has a nickname, Prima Donna of the South Beach. Now, when you are snorkeling at Olele Sea Park, you can see rare coral reefs which looks like carving of Picasso from Italy. So local people call it Picasso Coral Reef. And if you are lucky, you can witness sea mammals and dolphins. But you have to be careful with stink of jellyfish. If you are not diver, please don't be worried, because you can sail with wooden boat mirror belonging to local fishermen to enjoy the beauty of marine biotas. Listener, that was our segment Indonesia Wonder for today. Thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, meet again with me, Dee, in Miscellany. Listener, for you as art and culinary lovers, today's Miscellany will focus on Yogyakarta Art Festival that you can visit. Thank you. Listener Yogyakarta Art Festival, FKY, is one of events held annually by Yogyakarta government. This festival is usually held coinciding with the peak of students' holiday in Indonesia. For the 29th time, this spectacular annual art event will be held from July 27th until August 13, 2017 at Planet Pyramid Sewon, Bantul, Yogyakarta. Dozens of art performances and local culinary of Indonesia that appeals to taste are ready, spoiling the eyes and tongue of tourists who come. There are a series of events in FKY implementation. First, there are art discussions with renowned artist speakers. Second, there is a Yogyakarta Art Festival cinema that is usually crowded. It is held outdoor with a thread screen and a mat to watch. Third, there is art workshop. It is usually for kids to get to know what and how the art world is. Fourth, there is a special young artist exhibition created to accommodate new talent in the world of arts. Then, the most awaited by people is live performance on the big stage and small stage. There are musicians, local groups, dancers, until the perpetrators of extreme acts. Last, there is an art market that will spoil visitors with souvenir stands, clothes, meals, and beverages, which are unique. Listener, the opening ceremony series of Yogyakarta Art Festival usually begins with art parade of various community groups, artists, traditional and modern art groups, and students. Besides preserving local arts, and the festival also involves art from other areas such as Central Kalimantan and South Sumatra art. Taking the big theme Umbar, the implementations of FKY 2017 is expected to be a space to express the idea of playing for all those contributing to the festival, such as artists, humanists, designers, event makers, and art markets. Besides, FKY is also expected to be a space for the people to momentarily relieve fatigue and to get the freshness of body and soul and new creativity while playing in FKY. Umbar itself in Japanese definitely has two meanings and similar to leisure times. First, Umbar is an activity to rest and playing. Second, Umbar is a way to express something or mengumbar, like ideas, notions, and creativity in total. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni with the topic Yogyakarta Art Festival 2017. We will meet you again in next Miss Eleni with an interesting topic. See ya!
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Dee, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to 420 Band. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Puisi Alam.
Kan lelah tubuh di tempat tinggi tak berpenghuni. Lupakan sejenak masalah duniamu. Lembut sang awan kan menyambutmu. Bermimpiku berada tempat indah yang tak terjemah, hanya adaku dan teman-temanku. Mimpi-mimpi tak seperti mimpi. Bahagia bagi aku cukup sederhana. Tak terhingga sekalipun harta dan tahta tak sanggup membayarnya. Bercanda dan tertawa berbagi apa saja yang ada. Tak terfikir dunia, tak peduli juga apa yang ada di bawah sana. Bahagia bagi aku cukup sederhana. Tak terhinggah sekalipun harta dan tahta, bahagia bagi aku cukup sederhana. Tak terhingga sekalipun harta dan tahta, tak sanggup membayarnya. Pejamkan mata jiwa, alam indah penghantar tidurku, memuji karyamu lewat kalimatku. Dengarkanlah puisi alamku, dengarkanlah puisi alamku, puisi alam, puisi alamku, puisi alam.
Listener, that was the first song entitled Puisi Alam, sang by 420. The band began from the desire of Robby Satria, who is known as guitarist of Geisha Band, to try new activity by establishing a group of various communities and becomes producer of music. On April 20, 2010, Robby established various communities, 420, which focus on tolerant message. To make the community of 420 more valuable, in 2014, Robby created an indie album entitled Setengah Dulu through a band, namely 420. 420 consists of three personnel, namely Ari Lesmana, Nui, and Rods, and they introduced themselves by debut single entitled Puisi Alam. The song contains of tolerance, peace, and pluralism message. Listener, before we talk more about 420, let's listen to this next song entitled Argumentasi Dimensi. Enjoy the song.
Terlalu lama dunia terdiam, berteduh sejenak, berteduh sejenak hingga malam. Terlampau tinggi tak peduli waktu, berjalan hari dan terbujur kaku. Bersandarlah, bertahanlah, kami selimut hangat hayalanmu. Usap terus keringatmu.
Listener, you have just listened to Argumentasi Dimensi by 420. Many people say that 420 songs are suitable to be heard in the evening. Besides tolerance, peace and pluralism message, 420 wants to invite their listeners to be relaxed for a moment at dusk. Playing in pop and folk genre, the band is more loved by many Indonesian music lovers, not only for community members of 420. In 2017, 420 is selected to fill a soundtrack of film entitled Filosofi Kopi Dua, Ben and Jody. In the film, 420 sings a song entitled Zona Nyaman. The song describes reality where busy people to chase ambition and crazy on materials, and also invites its listener to leave comfort zone and begin to work together with their hearts. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to two songs entitled Zona Nyaman and Aku Tenang. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Pagi ke pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang, keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu, bekerja bersama hati. Kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman, bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Kita ini
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.